The thought that I have today is more than a celebration. The Lord gave me this thought for our service because we know that there's a lot of celebration at this time. But we want to realize that Christmas is more than a celebration. And so let's look into what it's all about. It's the birth of Christ, isn't it? It's God's plan for us as human beings. You know, he didn't leave anybody out. You know, before Jesus came, he had a chosen people. The Jews were his chosen people. But today, he opened up salvation to all mankind, no matter the race, no matter the age, no matter what your status in life is, no matter how you are, what you are, or how you feel, he opened it up to every single man, woman, boy, or girl. And he wants us to honor him. He gave us this opportunity so that we would not be lost. When I heard somebody quote the scripture, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life." This is what Christmas is all about. It's all about Jesus, his birth, his coming to this world as God and man. And so we're going to look at the scriptures that point to what Jesus was, his purpose. We want to know what his purpose is. Was his purpose, was Christmas for our celebrations and our festivities and our all the things, the gifts and things? It's nothing wrong, harmful in celebrating Christmas as long as we do not put sin in it. That's right. We allow ourselves to participate in sinful practices, that is not acceptable. Jesus' birth was more than a celebration. So let's go to Isaiah 9:6. I want to look at these wonders of his birth. His birth was not like a ordinary person's birth. It was very different. And we want to look at that.
Verses 6-8. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, with henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this."
You see, we can stop there. You see, he came to give peace. Somebody mentioned something about peace in their prayer request. He came to bring peace. Peace on earth, the angels, I believe, said, goodwill toward men. He turned things around. Where we used to have to live in a lot of turmoil and fighting and all of this, yes, it's in the world, but we don't have to have it in our heart, because Jesus came that we could have peace in our heart. And so the increase of his kingdom is forever. You know, it started all these years ago when he came, but it's still going. Today we have peace because of Jesus. That's what he brought. He was the gift. We're giving gifts to each other, but Jesus was the gift. He was a gift to us, to the world. And his gift is for us, that we can have a changed life. Our life don't have to be like it used to be. It's different because of Jesus. Let's go now and look at the happenings of his, look at one more thing. Notice that Jesus came in a different way than you might expect. He was the Son of God. So you could expect the Son of God coming to the world, come in royalty. But he did not come in royalty. He came in humility. And so each and every one of us, no matter how humble our state in life is, we can participate in the things of God. Jesus came to the lowly. He came. It involves everybody, the rich, the poor, the lame, the blind, the maimed. It includes everyone. And he came in such a lowly way. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 8:9. He was above all. He was the Son of God. He was higher than the angels, but he humbled himself down to be lower than the angels, to be man and God. And yet, we can participate in his wonders. We can rejoice in his wonders. We've been singing the Christmas carols this morning that point to this babe and how he came. We want to rejoice. Christmas time, like Brother said, is a time to be happy. It's a time to be joyful. We don't have to be sad, even if we have sad things happening to us, because of Jesus Christ, this lowly baby that God gave to us. He said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government should be upon his shoulders. 2 Corinthians 8:9.
For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty might be rich.
Thank the Lord. So we can all be rich because of him, although he made himself lowly and gave us a chance to be partakers of his richness. Now let's go to the events of his birth, the wonders of his birth. We start in Luke 1, and we're going to read verse 26-42.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Yes.
Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, Seeing I know no man, no not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. And with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Let's stop there. See, this was a miracle birth. He was conceived of by the Holy Ghost, not by man, by the Holy Ghost. Mary was a virgin. There was no way for this to be anything but a miracle. And so we can rejoice today for this great miracle of the Son of God. He said he is the Son of God, and he came down to be this given to us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And so all of this happened. It was a miracle, but it had been prophesied before it happened. God did not leave himself without a witness. Before it happened, he prophesied in Isaiah 7 and 14 of this very event of this miracle birth. Isaiah 7 and 14.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
So we see that way before Jesus came, it happened just like it was prophesied. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. And so God is so faithful. He prophesied through the prophets of the birth of Christ, not just that he was coming, but how he was coming. He prophesied exactly how, and it happened just as he said it would. And so then, but when it happened, the events of her life kind of came a little complicated, because in that day, a woman that was going to have a baby without being married, I think that their life was in danger. But do you know she said, be it unto me. Be it unto me. Behold the handmaid of the servant. Be it unto me as you have said. She submitted to the will of God, knowing the danger that was there. And then her espoused husband, which means engaged, she was engaged, when he found out that she was with child before they got married, he got concerned, didn't he? And he began to think to put her away. Let's go to Matthew 1:18.
Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
So we see how marvelous this was. It's beautiful. It's just like the Lord left he prophesied, and then it happened. And then when Joseph was thinking, well, I need to put her away privately because I don't want to make her a public example, the angel told him that to go on and take her, take your wife, and then he brought back the scripture that had been the prophecy. A virgin shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. So you see, God is so faithful. He had a plan. It was a special plan. And we're involved in that plan. We're not left out of it because he did this for us. Years and years and years later, we can partake of his great salvation because of this great plan that he has set in motion for us. Oh, what kind of celebration should we have for Christmas? Our celebration should be rejoicing and looking at the goodness of God and what he has done for us. It's not wrong to give a gift. It's not wrong to take a gift. But we don't want to forget what the whole reason for the season is. The reason is because of Jesus coming in such a wonderful way to be our Savior that we can be saved from our sins, that we can repent of our sins, that we can be born again, that we can have a changed life. We don't have to live the old life of sin and sorrow and grief and wrong. But we can live a new life in Christ because of this little baby that came down from heaven for us. Let's read Luke 2 and 1 through 7.
Luke 2 and 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And the taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city. And Joseph also went up with from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Okay. Notice that he didn't have a royal bed. You know how when we have babies coming, we get a room fixed up. We fix the bed and we fix the room. If it's a girl, we're going to make it look like little pinks and purples and stuff. Or if it's a boy, it might be blue and stuff like that. He didn't get that. He didn't get a bed at all. His bed was a manger. Do you know what the manger is? That's where the animals eat, right? They eat hay. So he had to lay. Now that we wouldn't want our little one to have to lay in such a rough environment, would we? We want them in a little cozy, soft bed, right? That they could, but Jesus didn't get that. He came and they laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There was no room for her. She's getting ready to have this baby, and there was nothing, no room in the inn, which is hotels for us. So that she had to go and out there with the animals. No doubt the little calves and everything all around her. And she had this baby, and she wrapped him in once swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And so this is what our Lord came. This is how he came, in a lowly way. We can be rejoiced no matter how lowly we are. We can rejoice. We need to rejoice. We need to celebrate, but let's celebrate this babe, this wonderful, miraculous birth. Jeremiah 31 and 13. But while he's getting that scripture, the situation with this birth didn't, they were rejoicing. The shepherds, the angels appeared to the shepherds. They came and they were rejoicing. But then there came some sorrow right after this. And we want to read about that. And Jeremiah prophesied.
Jeremiah 31 and 13. Here shall the virgin rejoice in the day, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow.
I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong scripture, and I have tremors, so sometimes I type it in wrong. But it was the one that's going to tell about the sorrow.
15,
okay.
Thus said the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, for lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahab, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not.
And then now let's read Matthew 2 and 1 through 18. We're going to see what really happened that caused this weeping. Right after she had the baby, right after all the beautiful rejoicing and all this, then we have a problem. So his birth didn't come without trouble.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thus Bethlehem in the land of Judea art not the least of among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. How far did you want to go?
To 18.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood it everywhere in the everywhere the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Okay, stop just a minute. So what has happened here is after Jesus was born, this is not the, sometimes you have pictures that show the three wise men at the where Jesus was in the stable. But this is not accurate because this happened sometime afterwards. So he was born, and then these wise men have been following the star. I, in my way of looking at it, thought the star probably happened the night of his birth. But they traveled a long ways. No doubt it took them months. I don't know how long, but it took them a while to get to where they were. When they came into Bethlehem and they asked Herod, well, then Herod was troubled. You know, here's a king. You know, he tried to pretend and tell him, okay, you go and look diligently. When you find it, you tell me, and then I'll come and worship him too. He had no intentions of that. He just said that. So they followed the star. They came on all the way, and the star stood over the house. So evidently, they were not in the stable. They were in the house. And it also said where the young child was. So that means that he had grown up some. But anyway, these wise men were so happy to meet this king that this star represented, and they bowed down and they worshiped him and they gave him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And so that was a rejoicing time for them. They were rejoicing, they were happy. Read verse 12. But trouble came.
And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there till I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and set forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men.
We want to read 17 and 18 because it shows that this was a prophecy that was fulfilled.
Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they were not.
So you see, even though we rejoice and all of that, and they rejoiced at that time, trouble came. And all the people in that coast lost their child from 2 years and under because he was trying to get rid of Jesus. But, you know, he couldn't. But because God was looking over this whole birth, God was in it, and he fulfilled it for you and for me. Today, we celebrate Christmas, don't we? We don't need, you know, we can celebrate, you know, like I said, without anything sinful. These sometime I was in the store the other day, and, you know, people get these big cases of alcohol. I guess they say, it's Christmas time, we're going to celebrate. That's not the way to celebrate Christmas. The way is to rejoice in the fact that Jesus came, this lowly babe, in the manger for you and for me. Pray for me.